You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
So the news broke the other day. No surprise to anybody. I mean, big yawn that the Golden Bachelor and his bride, Teresa, split after, what, 3 months? Maybe a little less? 90 days, roughly, of marriage. And Jeremy and I were talking about it. We were talking about couples who do get married and then split right away. And we're wondering how many of our listeners have been in a marriage for less than 6 months. Who has been in a marriage that lasted less than 6 months? Now, Madeline has written to us before. I believe she's a divorce attorney. And she was working with a woman who got divorced after 6 weeks of marriage. And she added, the judge made fun of her short marriage, making her cry until she threw up. He was horrible.
Yeah, that's kind of a jerk move. But I mean, I get it. If it's that quick, somebody's going to say something. And that's where I instantly went to with this whole Jerry and Teresa Golden Bachelor thing. It's like how embarrassing it is for them to have to backtrack on their love. You know, they were gushing for months and months. How quickly, you know, it all fizzled out. And how awkward and embarrassing that has to be to go through something like that. Like, you didn't know? I mean, obviously, this was for TV, and, you know,
yeah,
the stars were in their eyes. It's not real when you're flying helicopters to private islands. It's not real, but, you know, in the real life, this kind of stuff does happen. Let's see, who wrote in? I had a couple that came in on my Facebook. Brenda says, this happened to my sister. Her husband inherited some money, dropped out of college, and got back into drugs. They'd only been married for about 6 months. He burned up $55,000 in inheritance.
Oh, my God.
Started stealing from her to buy drugs. So it's like, yeah, you didn't know he was into drugs beforehand? I don't know. Edward wrote in and says she cheated on me 7 times in 4 months. So they ended it after 4 months.
I have a question about that. Who wrote that?
Edward.
Edward, you need to follow up, please. I have a question about that. 7 times in 4 months. Now, does that mean 7 times with the same dude?
Right.
Or does it mean 7 separate people?
Yeah, right.
Which?
What's worse? If it's 7 times with one guy or 7 different guys?
Well, obviously 7 different people would be worse.
Probably. That's when you might want to get yourself tested.
Yeah. Well,
get on some penicillin.
There's that. But I mean, at the same time, I got to say, I am quite impressed. Anybody who can juggle between those 7 guys and her husband, somebody who can juggle 8 little relationships like that, that takes some mad skills, man.
For at least 4 months, it sounded like. For at least 4 months.
303-691-1MIX is how you find your boys in the morning. 303-691-1649. You know, we might end up going in a different direction here because listener Carrie wrote in and asked a really good question. She said, I heard you talking about people who are married for less than 6 months. I have a question. If you got somebody a nice wedding present and they got divorced just a few months, can you ask for it back? It almost seems like a bait and switch.
Sure. It depends on the circumstances, I guess. Maybe.
What do you mean?
If like this one where he got into drugs and went crazy, I think you start handing stuff back saying, sorry, I didn't know. I can't accept your gifts.
What would be an instance where you wouldn't?
I'm trying to think about it.
So it doesn't. There is no.
If he died unexpectedly.
Well, no, we're not going to go down that path. And please, no text messages.
Too late.
That
just happened. No. I don't know.
You
got to give
this.
Them all back, I guess.
We're just talking here. We're just guys talking here. But if you see an invitation to a wedding, and you know that this couple, like, fights all the time. They've broken up and gotten back together multiple times while they were dating. And, again, I'm just thinking out loud here. Do you base the value of your wedding gift on what you in your mind think is the likelihood that they'll stay together? Like, if it's this wonderful, sweet couple, and they've been together 3 or 4 years, and it's glorious, and you just feel in your heart like they're going to be together forever, do you get them a little bit nicer gift versus the couple that you really in your heart think they're not going to last a
year?
Right.
You got a feeling. Maybe. I might be hitting the clearance racks or something for those folks. Probably.
I mean, I have sat, and I'm one to talk, I know, but I have sat in a church at a wedding and turned to the person next to us, and we've just kind of almost passed money back and forth, betting on how long it was going to last. I mean.
Right.
I know that's horrible, but
how much did you put in the card?
And we've always been right. I mean, it's never not worked out that way. Like when you and Nicole got married, we all knew you guys would be together forever. I mean, that wasn't going to, there was no question.
Well, except
but we've all been to other weddings where you're like, you're looking around, people are like, oh, this, is this for real?
I'm not getting the feels here. I'm not, it's got a bad vibe.
Tracy just wrote in. She said, regarding Carrie's question about wedding presents, the answer is yes. Because Carrie had asked, do you ask for the gifts back? Tracy goes, the answer is yes. In fact, depending on the price of the gift, you have every right to expect to either be reimbursed or to have them give it to you.
Yeah, I think if you're the person getting the divorce so quickly that you just have some respect for your friends and hand stuff back. And then in turn, what they'll probably do is they'll feel so bad for you. They're like, no, 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 no. Keep the KitchenAid mixer. Just make yourself a cake.
Yeah,
feel
but
better.
So many times these gifts are, let's say, a towel set or dishes. And do you want those back? I wouldn't want them. I don't want
you can return them and get your money back if they haven't been used.
Well, but they probably, like if it's towels.
Towels. Keep the towels.
Yeah, what are you going to do? I mean,
I don't want your towels.
I don't want somebody's used towels.
No.
And if you got them dishes, I mean, that it might not be dishes you want.
I'd be taking the dishes back. I'd be like, box them up. Let's go.
Yeah, I mean, a KitchenAid mixer is one thing. But
what if it's a gift card that they've already spent? Can they turn around and just cut you a check for the $45
to reimburse you? And a couple that's like only been together for 3 or 4 or 5 months and then getting divorced, I mean, there's probably going to be some money issues there, so they're not even going to be able to reimburse people.
Right. Right.
Look, you know
it's
what?
Too complicated.
We call those, I'm talking to Carrie here, who originally wrote in. Carrie, we call those sunk costs, is what it is. It's a sunk cost. It's gone.
Kiss it goodbye.
Yeah. That money, when you bought that wedding gift, it was just taking a cigarette lighter to the cash and just setting it aflame.
Kathy wrote in, says, my dad was married to a woman who, after 3 months, admitted that she married him just for his health insurance. She moved in with her mom almost immediately and refused to talk to him until she had her knees rebuilt and a lot of dental work.
Oh, God.
Dad left her at about 7 months.
Oh, my God.
I only married you for your insurance.
Kelly says, I have a distant cousin whose marriage lasted 4 weeks. They told me to cancel my check. And then she put gift in parentheses.
Oh, yeah.
So apparently she gave them a check. They didn't even cash it. They just told
cancel
her
just
to cancel it. Terry, good morning. Welcome to the Dom and Jeremy Show.
Good morning, boys. How are you today?
We're great.
Still married.
Yeah. What do you want to say
too.
About this?
You know, to me, you give somebody a gift, you wish them well. Tacky to ask for your gift back. It doesn't matter what the occasion is, divorce, marriage, whatever, but these people that are already going through a rough time, just give them the gift. Let them keep it.
You know, we had a few messages roll in with the same sentiments that, you know what, just don't be a jerk. They're having a really rough time. Don't be like, hey, so about that gift.
Well,
exactly.
I agree. However, we need to point out that there are times where the opposite is true. Like, listen to this note, Terry, that we got from Kara. Mm-hmm. She said, mm-hmm. It's funny you mentioned returning wedding gifts. My sister had a coworker who got married and then annulled it 3 weeks later. My sister confronted her about the $150 she'd contributed to their honeymoon fund. And the coworker just laughed and said, hey, that's the chance you take.
Just because other people are scumbags doesn't mean you need to be one. Rise above it.
I know. There's the whole, you know, be the bigger person, you know, take the high road and all the other cliches. But at the same time, this coworker laughed in her face about the $150 and said, "That's the chance you take."
Throat ha, punch. Ha, ha. Throat punch. Go to HR.
Man.
Yeah, that's some cojones to say that for sure.
Jeez Louise.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Terry, I'm glad you called. I hope you have a fun day, okay?
Thanks. You guys too.
See you later.
All right. It's one thing to be, you know, to have some remorse about the fact that your friends and coworkers have spent money on you. It's another to laugh in their face about
it. That's not cool. That's not cool at all.